Chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was struck, in the same day, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel, and set me down on a very high mountain, whereon was as it were the frame of a city on the south. He brought me there, and, look, there was a man, whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. The man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart on all that I shall show you, for, to the intent that I may show them to you, you are brought here, declare all that you see to the house of Israel. Look, a wall on the outside of the house all around, and in the man's hand a measuring reed 10 feet 4 inches, based on a standard 18 inches plus 3 inches. So he measured the thickness of the building 10 feet 4 inches, and the height 10 feet 4 inches. Then came he to the gate which looks toward the east, and went up its steps, and he measured the threshold of the gate, 10 feet 4 inches broad, and the other threshold, 10 feet 4 inches broad. Every side room was 10 feet 4 inches long, and one reed broad, and the space between the side rooms was 8 feet 7 inches, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate at the inner end was 10 feet 4 inches. He measured also the porch of the gate toward the house, 10 feet 4 inches. Then measured he the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its posts, 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was toward the house. The side rooms of the gate eastward were 3 on this side, and 3 on that side, they 3 were of one measure, and the jambs had the same measurement. He measured the breadth of the opening of the gate, 10 cubits, and the length of the gate, 13 cubits, and a border before the lodges, 1 cubit on this side, and a border, 1 cubit on that side, and the lodges, 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side. He measured the gate from the roof of the one lodge to the roof of the other, a breadth of 25 cubits, door against door. He made also posts, 60 cubits, and the court reached to the posts, around the gate. From the forefront of the gate at the entrance to the forefront of the inner porch of the gate were 86 feet 1 inch. There were closed windows to the side rooms, and toward their jambs within the gate all around, and likewise to the porches, and windows were around the inside, and on each jamb were palm trees. Then he brought me into the outer court, and look, there were rooms and a pavement, made for the court all around, 30 rooms faced the pavement. The pavement was by the side of the gates, corresponding to the length of the gates, this was the lower pavement. Then he measured the breadth from the forefront of the lower gate to the forefront of the inner court outside, 172 feet 3 inches, both on the east and on the north. And the gate of the outer court which faced toward the north, he measured its length and its breadth, and its side rooms were 3 on either side, and its jambs and its porches had the same measurement as the first gate, its length was 86 feet 1 inch, and the breadth 43 feet 1 inch. And its windows, and its porches, and the palm trees of it had the same measurement as the gate that faced toward the east. And they went up to it by 7 steps, and its porch was in front of them. And there was a gate to the inner court across the gate to the north and the east, and he measured from gate to gate 172 feet 3 inches. He led me toward the south, and look, a gate toward the south. And he measured its jambs and its porches, they were the same size as the others. There were windows in it and in its porches all around, like those windows, the length was 86 feet 1 inch, and the breadth 43 feet 1 inch. There were 7 steps to go up to it, and its porches were in front of them, and it had palm trees on its jambs, one on either side. There was a gate to the inner court toward the south. And he measured from gate to gate toward the south 172 feet 3 inches. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and it had the same dimensions as the others. And its side rooms, and its jambs, and its porches were of the same size as the others. And there were windows in it and in its porches all around, It was 86 feet 1 inch long, and 43 feet 1 inch broad. And there were porches all around, 43 feet 1 inch long, and 8 feet 7 inches broad. And the porches of it faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its jambs, and its stairway had 8 steps. And he brought me to the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate as being the same size, and its side rooms, and its jambs, and its porches were the same size as the others, and there were windows in it and in its porches all around. It was 86 feet 1 inch long, and 43 feet 1 inch broad. The porches of it faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its jambs, on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. He brought me to the north gate, and he measured it, and it had the same dimensions as the others, its side rooms, its jambs, and its porches. And there were windows in it all around. The length was 86 feet 1 inch, and the breadth 43 feet 1 inch. And its porch faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its jambs, on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. And a chamber with its door was by the porch of the gate. There they washed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on either side, and 2 tables on that side, on which to slaughter the burnt offering and the sin offering and guilt offering. On the one side outside, as one goes up to the entrance of the north gate, were 2 tables, and on the other side of the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on either side of the gate, 8 tables on which they slaughter the sacrifices. There were 4 tables of carved stone for the burnt offering, 2 feet 7 inches long, and 2 feet 7 inches broad, and 21 inches high, on which they laid the instruments with which they slaughtered the burnt offering and the sacrifice. The hooks, 3 inches long, were fastened all around within, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. And from the outside of the inner gate were 2 chambers in the inner court, one which was at the side of the north gate facing toward the south, and one at the side of the south gate facing toward the north. He said to me, "This room that faces toward the south is for the priests, the keepers of the duty of the house, and the room that faces toward the north is for the priests, the keepers of the duty of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who from among the sons of Levi come near to the Lord to minister to him." He measured the court, 172 feet 3 inches long, and 172 feet 3 inches broad, a square, and the altar was in front of the house. Then he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured the jambs of the porch, 8 feet 7 inches on each side. And the breadth of the gate was 24 feet 1 inch, and the sides of the gate were 5 feet 2 inches on each side. The length of the porch was 34 feet 5 inches, and the breadth 20 feet 8 inches. And they went up to it by 10 steps, and there were pillars by the jambs on either side.